No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and right now I am live with the one and only Filthy Rich. How you doing, Filthy?
What's good, man?
Doing great, man. You embroiled in a little bit of turmoil right now.
Huh?
You got some stuff going on. There's been some diss records going back and forth, all kinds of stuff that has happened since the last time that we sat down together.
Oh, yeah. A little friendly diss records.
Is it friendly?
Huh?
I feel like that's what people want to know is how serious this beef is.
That's a nice guy. He's very nice.
Because you guys kind of, would it be unfair to say you guys came up together?
Nah, I was up before I met him.
Okay.
Yeah. But
How did that relationship start in the first place? Because you guys have videos together from what, 4 or 5 years ago was the first one?
5 years ago. I came across his music. I like what I heard. He was talking that shit. Try to do a song with him. At the time being, you know, he probably was still in the hood, trapping, trenches, ghetto, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't really, you know, ready to do the music at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, we did some music, and that's what y'all got today.
And did you guys come together in the first place because of any sort of street ties? Because on that first record, you guys are basically dissing Lavish together.
Yeah, I didn't send him that song like that.
Oh, so you sent him the song and then it came back as a diss record?
Yeah, so like if you listen to like what they saying like about like, what the nigga said? Oh man, the nigga was dissing you and you was rapping about foreigners and designer, because that's how I was rapping on that song.
Mm.
But that's what they mean.
Ah, okay, now I get it.
Because I didn't come to them for the beef.
Right.
I just sent them the song. The song is Honest by Future.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rapping how Future was rapping on the song.
And the standout bar is Lav Never Caught a Body. I'm just being honest, man. You're actually mouthing the lyrics to the song. So it's like you were definitely on board for that beef.
Oh, yeah. When he sent it back, yeah, for sure. I'm a man. I jumped on it. But I didn't send it to him like that. That would have been like initiating it, like to where I sent it to him on that hike.
But you already had issues with Lavish like prior to this?
I had issues with Lav before I met Mozzie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was sort of something you guys just had in common?
Yeah, later on, yeah.
Okay. And you already had problems with Messy Marv leading up to all this? So was that something that existed before you even started working with Mozzie?
I don't remember the time frame. Basically, the whole thing was Messy, he was, you know, Messy. He'd been doing what he'd been doing for a while, you get what I'm saying? And I voiced my opinion on it, you know, as being one of the, you know, the niggas doing they thing in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You know, nigga didn't agree with what he had going on. So, that might have been before I was fucking with Mozzie.
Okay.
I don't know. It might have not been, no.
But it just seems like that's kind of the thing that has built up to this whole issue.
What built it was like him fucking with him. That's uh-huh. what created the tension.
Right, yeah, because so Mozzie just goes and signs Marv, and you guys had kind of had this.
He didn't sign him.
He didn't sign him?
Mm-mm.
He just started working with him or got cool with him or something?
I mean, that was the hype, but, you know, I know what's going on. The nigga just paid the nigga like $2,500 for 2 albums.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. And that's weird. So you guys previously had a relationship that was the kind of thing where, like, you know, certain people, when they're close enough, especially in the rap world, the street world, if you have beef with somebody and then they have a problem with somebody else, then you just, if you're cool with Mozzie, you don't want to be cool with people that he has real problems with.
I mean, that's
with.
What he said. You know, he mentioned that in the prior interview. Like, you know, he fucked with him, whatever, but due to what's going on, he can't fuck with him. But then I guess he went around that. So that's why we came up with the fuck your politics, because apparently the politics wasn't involved.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird. That's a weird decision, though, because I mean, let's be real. I went and looked for like recent interview clips of Marv recently.
Yeah.
He's definitely smoking crack on the street and not trying to hide it.
I mean, he been smoking crack. The shit that happened to him when he was on World Star getting beat up.
That was a result of that?
He was smoking crack that day, too. That's how the niggas even got in the room to beat his ass, because he was trying to buy crack from him.
Okay. So he went and opened the hotel door. Yeah, I seen you talking about
that
on Instagram.
Shit, man. I ain't nothing new, but, you know, I ain't really focused on that. That really wasn't the issue. The issue was, you know, as you being from the Bay and you rapping about this real shit and this, and motherfuckers listening to you, and then you doing fake shit, so, you know.
So you felt kind of betrayed when he went and started doing stuff with Marv, just because you... On your side, you would have checked in. You would have said...
I mean, I don't feel betrayed, you know, because there's been other nerd shit he was doing before that. That just wasn't, like, broadcasted. But
anything in particular that had kind of gotten under your skin or anything?
I mean, you know, we didn't stop talking a few times before that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? He didn't did nerd shit with other, you know, niggas around us too. You get what I'm saying? Niggas wasn't talking, but I ain't feel betrayed. It was just some dork shit. You get what I'm saying? So I just left it at that. But me and Lav didn't do our shit due to that though.
Okay.
That wasn't like a tit for tat type of move, because when Lav first reached out, told him nah, you know, I was like, I wasn't gonna fuck with it. And then I thought about it, it's like, you know, why would I involve, you know, if a nigga reaching out with some cool shit, you know, like, I really wanna fuck with a nigga. And I just told him, like, you know, if I do decide to do it, I ain't trying to do it to like diss them.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like, do no songs, dissing them or no shit like that, or even do it for that. So I'm like, you know, I just sit back thinking about it. I had a lot of people in my ear like, man, fuck that shit. Like, exclude yourself out of that shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That shit was going on in 2007.
Right.
And ain't nothing happened to him, nothing happened to me. And really, it wasn't even my beef. It was my niggas' beef. I came home to they beef.
Right.
So just me, I was the one pressing, though. You get what I'm saying? I was the one on it. So, you know, and you know, he went to jail. He was like, nigga, I was in jail hearing, you know, man, filthy a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So he was like, you know, in his head saying he wanted to link up with a nigga when he was in jail and shit.
Mm.
So, you know, he came home, he found the opportunity, he reached out. You know what I'm saying? He was on some sincere, genuine shit. Like, fuck it. If I do it 10 years from now, 10 days from now, a year from now, whatever, they still gonna say the same thing.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, what's the, and then I like, how can you like, you know, judge that about a nigga doing music with a nigga? Like, them niggas did an album together too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference between me and him doing an album?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so the connection with Lavish was a real one. That wasn't something where you were sort of siding with him. You know, because there's that saying, you know, an enemy of my enemy is my friend. It wasn't that kind of situation. It was something where
my enemy is my best friend.
Or is just is a friend.
That wasn't that, because at that time being, Tim wasn't my enemy.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? He wasn't my enemy, you know?
But did you
I'm talking about some street shit.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can sit back and let niggas kill themselves off. You get what I'm saying?
When you go and started to fuck with Lavish and stuff, though, you probably knew that at some point Mozzie was going to react and that situation was going to play out, right?
Shit, like, I'm going to keep it real. You that mad, niggas should have been did what they should have did, so it wasn't even nothing that should have even been able to happen.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? If that's how you really feel, like, you that hot, you that mad at whatever you mad about. I mean, but you don't... I don't really feel like you got the right to be mad at me, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, you the one did some fake nigga shit. You the one did some snake shit. So, what the fuck you mad at me for?
So, in your attitude, he kind of disrespected the friendship first.
Of course.
The bond.
That nigga did, for sure. The nigga, you know, as in, not just being like, you know, a nigga just... A nigga leave your house, tell you he love you. You get what I'm saying? Yo, brother, you been around nigga 5 years, you know? I done been in his neighborhood. He done been in my neighborhood. I fuck with niggas from his neighborhood. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, for you to do some shit like that. And it was like kind of premeditated. Like he knew what he was doing. Like, it led up from the picture to having a nigga at your house to putting the chain on the nigga. And mind you, all this shit going on, you still ain't holler at a nigga.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? That's before all the announcement of the album and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To the point where I had to reach out to him, like, bro, what's going on?
Oh, so you did reach out to him at one point?
Yeah, I reached out to him through the text message. I still got the text message to this day.
And what'd he say?
Shit.
Oh, boy.
What did the nigga say? If the filthy nigga against it, I'm gonna have to fall back. I just got an album out of him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Because I had texted him at first, and then the shit had went like green or something. I thought the nigga changed the number or something. And just hit back with that. And then we just went on and on, back and forth, like, you know, niggas out here looking really goofy and shit, like, what's going on? Shit like that, though.
So you think Mozzie was just trying to get a short term bag off of doing a little project?
I don't think he even had nothing to do with that shit. I think it's somebody else around him in a circle that has something to do with the shit and just using him to like push the shit. You feel me? That's really what it was.
Because the whole idea of like Mozzie wanting to sign Marv just seemed kind of weird to me, because he's just clearly not really.
I mean, but Marv used to fuck with Lav.
Right.
So why you ain't mad at him?
Yeah. So who released the first diss track, and was there anything leading up to that?
What happened was I had sent some shots in the song. Some subliminal shit, you get what I'm saying? Because, you know, it been a lot of subliminal shit going around.
Right, that first.
You know, Instagram, hearing shit from up over there, this, this, and this, you know. Niggas is really nerds, like, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody around ain't gangsters. Everybody around ain't killers. Everybody around don't stand on the same principles. So he had somebody around him that had this record calling people, planning on FaceTime. Mm. And it got back to me. So I didn't know how he was coming on the record, though. So I don't know if niggas was following, but I was posting on Instagram, like, man, I hear niggas got a diss record in the closet. Put it out. Send it to me. Let me hear it.
Right.
Ben was doing that. I wanted to hear how he was coming.
Yeah.
You know, I've been through this. At one point in time, I had rap beef with, like, five niggas at once.
Right.
So I ain't just want to show my hand and just come all the way out and just go crazy, and then he double back on me. It's like coming to the gunfight, shoot all your bullets. He over here taking his time. I run out, then he come get me.
Right.
So, and then you know, Tim know how to rap. Uh-huh. That nigga know how to rap. A lot of niggas would be scared to rap battle with Tim. You know what I'm saying? That nigga know how to fuck with it. So, you know, it ain't always about that, though. It ain't always about rapping. I didn't get to where I'm at by having the best bars or being the best rapper. I got to where I'm at by out hustling these niggas. Mm-hmm. That was better rappers than me.
Well, let's be real, though. You guys are both fire-ass rappers, why
I'm
this is
exciting.
I'm not
saying I can't rap, but yeah. I'm saying, like, that's not me. I don't watch freestyle battles. I don't, you feel me? I'm not struggling every day. I'm not killing a nigga every day. I don't rap about all that. I'm balling, so I want to rap about balling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rap about smoking coke and sniffing powder, and I don't want to rap about driving foreigns and fucking these bad bitches, and that's what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of people where I'm from ain't doing that, so they can't relate to it. So mm-hmm. They're like, oh, he changed. No, I didn't change. You just didn't grow. You just didn't elevate with me.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So a lot of shit I'm talking about ain't in Oakland. They ain't seeing it. So they're like, what the fuck you talking about? It sound like I'm speaking sign language or something.
And it's such its own world. And there's, like, a lot of people, I think, who are watching these diss tracks, and they're like kind of, they're not used to seeing what's coming out of the Bay, out of Oakland and SAC and shit, and how it is its own world, and there's its own politics, and it's very hard for, like, certain people to understand what's going on outside of that.
So the nigga was going around playing a diss record on FaceTime, got back to me. So I had made it, after I heard that, I had made the Big 5-9 song, but just like on some, I'm a sub, like, I was just gonna put it out on my album so he can hear it, so he can drop his, and I was gonna double back on mine. Mm. So he jumped the gun and got mad when me and Lab album dropped. So I wasn't even able to put it out on my album yet. Mm. So when I got the call, like, oh yeah, he mad about something about the album, this, and this. I'm like, well, fuck it, just drop Don't Forget then, because they had already took that song down thinking it was a diss. Mm. He already had his video shot, like, months prior.
Okay.
So that's why it was kind of like a delay when he dropped his song, because I had to get in the studio to drop mine, because I didn't know how he was coming yet.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But mind you, I'm with the kids. I'm out of town, I'm hooping, I done fucked my foot up, you get what I'm saying? I'm in the studio hopping,
right?
You get what I'm saying? My shit's still fucked up right now. You know, even with the video, he already had his video done. So it was like, okay, bam, they drop a video, they may drop an album today, I'm gonna drop my video. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? That was his whole mentality of it, but I didn't think he was gonna drop his song until he heard my song on his album, mm-hmm. I mean, on my album,
right.
You get what I'm saying? But he dropped it before that when me and Lab album came out.
That's kind of clever, you gotta admit.
Yeah. He tried to take away from it. Yeah, of course. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't dumb. You get what I'm saying? So that's when I came back with the Troublesome.
Right.
And, like, fucked him off. Like, and even his team said it, like, you know, that hit him where it hurt at, because I don't know if niggas expected that.
Right.
But that's the same way I did it with the prior rap beef. I dropped the Swear to God, everybody, like, oh, he can't rap. Then I doubled back with the Ice Queen, the Girl, and the BB Store, and fucked him off.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? So. It's just, you know, this shit is strategy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he did the last little diss record. Nigga put
you put your head on a
Google map picture of my house on it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You feel like that crosses any lines?
Nah, because I don't even live there no more.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't even live there no more. I've been not living there. But somebody that was renting the spot from me called me the other day and was like, police at the house.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, he done posted that up, Google Map, parked this little foreign in front of there. I was about to do the same thing.
Really?
I was about to put his address on the cover and park all my foreigns in front of his shit. I'm gonna fill his little garage up. You get what I'm saying? And but then, you know, I had some niggas reach out to me from my hood, like, man, we ain't finna be going back and forth.
Right.
And I was finna get real disrespectful to all, cause like the songs I did, I ain't go at his dead homies.
Right.
I don't know his dead homies. Plus I still fuck with niggas from his hood. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, plus them niggas is dead. What's the point of saying, I'm talking about you, my nigga.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
But I mean, those are like the kind of things that you could do in a rap beef that takes it to a totally different level.
It's
like saying where somebody lives at and bringing up the dead friends.
And then now the label
friends.
Calling like, can we stop this and stop this? And then you, okay, now you want to stop this, but now it's my turn. So it's like, y'all put me in a bind to where y'all trying to tell me, don't say nothing now, but this nigga just said something.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So how that work? Like, okay, he said something. Okay, now I can't say nothing. If I say something, he gonna say something again. Like, now y'all trying to stop it. Y'all should have been did that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I get on there and go and get real disrespectful about his hood, his dead homies, because I could do the same thing. You get what I'm saying? But everything I put in my song was facts.
You felt like he was lying on his song?
Yeah.
About what stuff in particular?
Because most of this shit was like previous shit that motherfuckers said in previous songs.
Mm.
So it's a lot of... It's, you know, with that shit between me and him, it's a lot of people that still fuck with him. You feel me? It's a lot of people that still fuck with me. He might feel like I'm getting inside on him. I might feel like he getting inside on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like a lot of motherfuckers giving him shit to say.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? That probably got a problem with me, but scared to voice their own opinion.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, oh, he got a problem with Filthy. I've been not liking him. Say this. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of that dick ride shit going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But on my behalf, ain't nobody told me nothing.
Uh-huh.
This is all shit that I done seen with you. You done told me yourself. I done heard in the streets. You get what I'm saying? So it is what it is, though, but.
Yeah, because like I noted a couple of lyrics in particular when he said, I heard they pop blood in his ass. You know he ain't fired back. They took a chain off boy's neck. Don't let him deny that. What's that a reference to?
He trying to say I got shot in the ass, and he trying to say I got robbed.
And then you were trying to correct him, too, and you were saying that he was like purposely misrepresenting the situation, right?
I mean, that's fake. I got shot in my leg.
And this was a situation at what'd you say, a Travis Scott show or some shit? Mm-hmm. Or what show was it that this happened at?
I went at no show. I was in the hood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in the hood. I was leaving. I was shooting a photo shoot in the hood. And we was driving off. You know, this is 2012.
Okay.
You know, them niggas wasn't having foreigns then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was riding through the hood in a Maserati. Nigga put inside the car. I mean, but I done said this in videos and songs already. So, like, for you to say I got shot in the ass in the video on the song, like, my nigga, I'm sure you didn't watch video of me on crutches talking about I said it, I got shot 3 times in my leg.
Right.
But his little homie got shot in the ass and got a shit bag.
Right.
So let's
his homie got shot in the ass and got a shit bag. Yes. Still to this day is a shit bag?
Shit. I don't know. That motherfucker might I don't know if he do or don't.
That's
but I know he had a shit bag. But that's the facts though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the robbery shit. Your little homie got robbed. It's a few of them chains floating around this bitch.
Mm.
So does that take away from your niggas?
I don't know.
The shit that you saying is what your circle is dealing with.
Right.
Some people tried to rob me. Super Bowl 50, I put in the song.
Right.
But it was like, it was a tussle. It was a fight. You feel me? And they got a little ass chain. We all on the ground and shit. It was a shooting. It was all type of shit going on. You get what I'm saying? A nigga just didn't run up on me and take everything off me. I had this big ass chain on. I spent $250,000 on this chain. And we fighting, and two niggas with two guns and a nigga in a car, and you ain't get this.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a little ass chain on a ball rope chain that fell off on the ground. I had it back the next day.
Do you think he's just sort of relying on the fact that he knows that the average fan isn't going to necessarily care about the details?
The whole thing is this, bro. I don't really care about what the fans think, the little kids, the little people that don't know nothing. The streets know. The streets know who fucked with who was doing this before. See, thing with me is I was having money before rap. A lot of people can't say that. A lot of these niggas was bums, dope fiends, you feel me, dead in the streets. Rap saved their life. And if a nigga didn't fuck with them and put them on that platform to be heard, to be seen, and shit, they wouldn't have got that bag. Period, so. But me, my whole thing was I'm not finna be posting the funny memes and all that. You're I'm going to hit you with the facts.
He put your head on a chili bottle, salsa bottle. How you feel about that?
I don't know what you disrespect the Mexicans. I don't know. Like, I know a lot of gangster Mexicans. I don't know what's the... I'm not Mexican. I don't even know why you did that.
It's funny seeing you guys make fun of each other basically for your government names. Like you're giving him the Timothy treatment. He's giving you the Philip treatment.
I was about to come with the Tiny Tim song. I was about to come with the 258. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How he came with the Kill Drummy. I already had to cover the Google map, his house. You know what I'm saying? I'll park everything out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do all that, but I'm not finna do all that, bro. I ain't finna disrespect that man dead, homies. You get what I'm saying? I mean, people send me DMs talking about shit he ain't doing for his dead homies in the hood. I ain't finna be doing all that, bro. Like, you know, it's good. But at the end of the day, right, and that come to the point to where, like I said, this is about me and you. You feel me? This ain't about them, bro. I could do the same thing you can and keep it real. Like, that troublesome fucked them up, so just imagine what the second one gonna come like.
Because he came right back with a response immediately.
He had to.
Mm.
He had to.
Didn't take the time to shoot video or anything.
He had to. He had to. I heard he shot the video.
Oh, he did already,
He shot the video.
Part of his accusations toward you seem to be focused around the idea that you sort of bought your way into the game. Like, he's accusing you of paying for so many features. And
bought a feature before. What the fuck I got to do with it?
Mm.
What I got to do with it? I had the money to do it. Yeah. You never had the money to do it. That's the whole point. Once again, I'm saying niggas wasn't having money before rap. You never had the money to do it. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, what did I have to do anything? That's like me taking away from somebody buying a feature from me.
Right.
Niggas done bought all type of features from me. You supposed to be mad at that?
Yeah.
I'm in the game. I'm trying to figure this shit out. I don't got nobody telling me what to do. Fuck it. Nigga in town. What's happening? Nigga, Oakland niggas getting money. What you want? You want a little 10,000? What's happening? All right, come on. Let's get this done. This nigga don't know me. I can't run up on a nigga that don't know me and be like, do a song for me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But a lot of those features came in relationships, and I done got a lot of free features and videos and relationships and bonds that nigga came by after that. You get what I'm saying?
That $10,000 just to get you in the game, because reality...
Not even just getting in the game. I was just on some boss shit. Like, nigga, I'm having this shit. What's happening? Running up on these niggas. You feel me? What's up, nigga? I'm trying to do this music shit.
And if they pay you 10 grand for a verse, though, they should be able to go and make more than 10 grand off of that song if they're actually doing the right thing with their promotion. And if they do
their
thing,
that nigga ain't had no money to buy no verse. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like I said, man, music saved a lot of these niggas, bro. I was doing this before rap, you get what I'm saying? So I was able to do that. I never said I didn't buy a verse. What that mean? That's like you disrespect a nigga buying a verse from you.
Almost everybody in the games bought a verse.
Man, come on.
Or the label bought it for him.
Period. Because a lot of I'm going to keep real, a lot of these niggas buying views, too. They paying for these ads and all this shit, too. Those niggas don't know. You get what I'm saying? That shit look good on YouTube, and that shit look good. But a lot of these niggas is behind the closed doors cheating. You get what I'm saying? They cheating, man. They got these codes, man, these niggas putting in.
If you ever see a video with a bunch of views and then the view count goes down, that's what happened. YouTube deleted the fake views.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen many times. It's a very strange thing to witness. You're accusing him of playing with his nose?
Definitely. I ain't accusing him.
Oh.
That's a fact. Yeah. He has before he said in the songs.
Do you think that he's like a junkie or something? That seems what you're kind of getting at.
He was. He might be a rich junkie now, but he was a junkie for sure. Go back to I'm Just Being Honest video.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga had a hoodie all sucked up. He was looking like he was about 120 pounds.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Look at him now. He got a little bit of money, so now he could treat his habit. You get what I'm saying?
Wow. That's interesting. When you said Bunta beat your ass at Vic Bunta. Park. What's that reference
Bunta just
to?
Beat his ass at the big park.
Just recently?
Not him. The little nigga with the shit bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because really, I'm going to keep it real with you. It ain't even about Timothy. Timothy is a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? They all nice guys, really. His little yes man, the little cheerleader with the pom-poms, the one got the shit bag, that's the nigga that just keep talking all the shit on the internet and all this shit, because he really been not liking me. You get what I'm saying? He really feel like somebody want to take Timothy away from him. You get what I'm saying? Not even just with me. Any rapper that come around, you get what I'm saying, build a bond with Tim, that's just how he is. His career will never go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
For one, you'll never be hotter than the nigga next to you. But two, ain't nobody buying no verses, booking you for no shows, nobody slapping that shit. So it's just like, you hype, man. You might as well be like Busta Rhymes, what's the nigga name, Spliff Star or something?
Spliff Star.
You might as well just do that, my nigga, for the rest of your life. Because you'll never get a song on the radio.
Mm.
You'll never have a hit in the street. No matter, I don't give a fuck about who on it. You're dead. The rap. That's why I said his rap career dead, need me for a kickstart. Because he's in my DM also, asking me for verses.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So like I'm saying, all these niggas that's doing all this, these niggas was the niggas that was running to me. Them niggas actually paid me for verses before.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Paid me to come to their hood and shoot video. So how, you know what I'm saying? Come on, my nigga. You niggas not making no sense.
Were you taking a step back from rapping leading up to this? And then
I've been saying that for a while.
He's been trying to take credit for you.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Let him take credit for it. I don't care. That's what he want. Go back to previous interviews, bro. I've been saying this for the longest, bro. If I don't get signed within the 10th year of me rapping, I dropped my first album, 2009, mm-hmm. Funk or Die. I've been saying I was going to stop rapping. Because I'm not finna be a nigga that just be rapping forever. I didn't always rap. I can do different things. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? I breed dogs. I got a salon. I got a clothing store. I got a modeling company. And it wasn't that I was just going to be done with rapping. I still would like probably fuck with the management. Guys, he offered me an A&R job at Empire. But the whole thing is, you know, this shit take a lot from you, as in just always focus on putting out projects and all that shit. But, bro, it's nothing that he could do to stop me from rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, What can you do rapping? You rapping is gonna stop me from rapping? Like, how can like you gonna take my mic when I come in the booth or something? Like, how you gonna stop me from rapping, dog? If I want to rap, I will. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking about that, dog, before this even came up.
But when you say that if you weren't signed to a label, you could probably get signed to a label, no problem, right?
I had to have the right numbers.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? The whole thing is like when you coming in to a label, you already looking like you signed to a label, and you know it. It might be hard for them, like, damn, like, we don't, you know, a lot of these artists, they come in there looking like nothing. They feel like they can build them and make them into mm-hmm. who they is. You get what I'm saying? From a person coming in there, like, demanding, I need this, I need to be a priority, I need this, I need marketing, I need this and that, I need all my publishing, I need rights to this and all that. I mean, we ain't got time for that shit. They mm-hmm. want somebody coming in, they can give me everything. He go 360, he go 200,000, leave us alone.
Yeah.
And then shelf him.
You're a nightmare, really, because you're going to be trying to get a fair deal. You're going to be trying to, like, really negotiate the contract and everything.
Yeah, so they don't want to deal with that. They want to deal with somebody they can get over on.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've seen a lot of people trying to suggest that this beef might be fake, and it feels like people just think that everything is fake now, like, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's because they think that you guys are both street dudes who wouldn't normally make songs about each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we started off making songs.
Right.
That was our first song, was a diss song.
That's kind of a up north thing. Diss tracks never went away. You don't see a ton of it in L.A., I feel like.
No, I ain't really too in tune with too many, you feel me? But like the big artists and shit. But I'm sure they do that shit everywhere.
It feels like these days, like, rappers tend to just talk shit on Instagram and then let academics post about it and Worldstar post about it before they actually make songs. I feel like people are actually really appreciative of the way this is going down just because they haven't seen, like, two heavyweights go at each other in a minute.
Yeah, I was finna flame his ass up again, but I just fell back on it. Hang up. Because, you know, even with the Troublesome, I wasn't at home in Vegas. You get what I'm saying? So I wasn't able to jump right in the studio. Like I said, I was dealing with family shit with the kids. You get what I'm saying? We was hooping this shit out of town, whatever. I had to get in the studio on Monday. So as soon as I got in the studio, I dropped the song the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So I don't feel like going back and forth with him. I just seen what I seen.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that this is likely to turn physical?
What you mean?
That somebody's going to get shot, something's going to happen?
I mean,
whether it's you guys or your friends?
I don't know what would happen, bro. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I know the police was at the house, though.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's from you posting up whatever you posting. But, you know, I kind of feel like what he did with the picture, that was like a PC move, like a scary move. Like if a rock fall out the sky and hit him in the head and he died, they going to come holler at me.
Right.
Just for the simple fact of you doing some weird shit like that. Like if you felt like this months ago about me when you recorded your video, you been knew where I lived at. I know where you live at. You should have been pulled up without it being on the internet.
Right.
Without it being put out like that. So now you got the police involved. Mm-hmm. You know, the person that's staying at the house. Like I said, I don't even live there. So you putting up a house, I don't even be there. I'm somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? So the person called me like, hey, the boys are outside. Like the next day after he put the thing up. So
if something were to happen to the people who live there, let's just say that would be the fucking lawsuit of the century. Like, you got to be careful. Right. You got to be careful putting out information about people like that. Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened when you do shit like that. Like,
right.
Like, that's what motherfucker told me. Like, don't put the nigga house up and then the house gets shot up and they're going to start blaming on you. So, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, at the time being, back in the day, I ain't have too many older niggas, you know, around me to trying to like, you know, cool a nigga down or give a nigga advice, some things you should do and not do. Mm-hmm. Nigga was just gonna go. And that's just how it was. So now, you know, I got a lot of motherfuckers in my ear that care about me, you feel me? And about my well-being and not being locked up and shit like that. So, you know, I got shit going on right now with, I'm fighting to keep my shop open. I opened up a store in Vegas.
Really? What happened with that?
The first day I opened it, a jeweler came up there and he got robbed for his jewelry. Like, he was up there trying to sell jewelry. And that's involved in Vegas. So like, it's like you involving the police and all types of shit. I already got other shit going on. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not finna entertain it, bro. Cause if somebody come through your shit with an AK, I done posted up the address and the thing, they gonna come holler at me. You get what I'm saying? So I'm gonna just leave that alone.
Damn, that's fucking crazy that you could be held accountable for all that bullshit.
Yeah, they trying to hold me accountable for the robbery. If I don't like cooperate with them or whatever, like they cancel my license. Like this happened like a day after Nip died.
What the fuck?
They canceled my license the day after Nip died that I had applied for the county and shit.
Damn. Yeah. Did that fuck you up when the Nip shit happened?
Yeah, fuck me. I was actually doing an interview then. I was sitting in the interview and then got the call. Like, that was crazy. I was like, hell nah. I'm like, Nip, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah, I was at a fucking barbecue and I seen the tweet saying that he got shot and then it was just nonstop, just checking my phone until they confirmed it. And it was just so depressing, so devastating for the city in general.
Yeah.
Damn. So I saw that you were making a real point to point out that this is not an Oakland versus Sacramento beef and that you don't want it to turn into that.
Mm-mm. I mean, it ain't that I don't want to turn to that. It just ain't what it is. It's between me and him.
Mm.
You know, blood talk too much. That's just what it is. So, that's what it is.
Do you feel like what would have to happen for this situation to get resolved one way or another?
I don't know. Gazi playing a big part on trying to resolve it and do what he need to do. As in, you know, we both on the label as Empire, so he's trying to do his part. But I don't really know. Like, I can't, you know, once you get to disrespecting dead people and shit like that, or bringing that shit up or whatever, you know, it tends to, it tends to travel, you know, and hit harder. You know what I'm saying? So,
Damn. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Just to see this all playing out. Do you really think he was spreading herpes at Coachella? Or is that just a little joke?
I don't know, man. I don't know what them dudes do, bro. Keep real, bro. I don't even be around them like that or talk to them like that. Like I said, like, it'd be every once in a while shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really been hanging like we used to, you know, for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you ain't the type to go to Coachella, though?
With me?
Yeah.
If they would have booked me, hell yeah. Coachella. I would have ran around, jumped on the stage for them bands.
Coachella don't book too many street dudes.
Should they have YG up there?
That's a good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. He made it happen. Mm-hmm. He was calling snitches on stage. You back that movement?
Yeah, I don't fuck with no snitches.
6ix9ine can't come to Oakland?
If he on paperwork, nah.
I think he's definitely going to be on paperwork. He's going to be on a witness protection program.
Yeah.
Shit, so what else you got going on that's been developing?
I got the East Oakland Legend album coming out May 31st. I got a new single with Kamaya called Break the Bank on there.
Shaw Kamaya, met her the other day.
I'm just working, bro. Got the Philip Beasley album, the last album, coming out July 26th. That's the day I dropped my first album, Funk or Die, 2009.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Shit. All right. Anything else we should cover, or you feel like you said what you need to say about this whole situation?
I mean, shit. You got the question. Whatever you want to ask, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm just hoping that this whole situation can resolve itself without anything getting too out of hand. The last thing we would ever need is to lose a couple of our near and dear heroes, man, out here, man.
That guy's very nice. That's a nice guy, man. Like, the perception you guys look at him, like, even with me, people look at me and thinking I'm, like, cocky and arrogant and mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nice guy, man. That guy, he's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart.
We should all be sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
Worth that. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Filthy Rich, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Appreciate you for having me.
Thank you, man.
All right.